This is a dictation from Muhammad Ibrahim, Muhammad. Last name is Ibrahim, Ibrahim. Date of birth is 7/6/1984. Date of service is 10/24/2024. And date of accident is 9/23/2024. The gentleman, Muhammad Ibrahim, is a victim of an automobile accident where he was a restaurant driver and collided in a rear-ending function. And the patient has moderately severe pain in the neck to the tune of 4. Lower back pain is 9. The left shoulder pain is around 6. He has a difficult time lifting the left arm beyond 90 degrees and to forward flexion as well. Weakness of the left arm is reported and radiation of pain from lower back to both legs, front and back, is reported. The patient reports of pain from 7 to 8 and ADLs are affected 8. Patient reports 40% improvement in the symptoms. And please review the records for general activity, for system review, for the substance abuse, pain medication, and compliance history. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 121 over 84, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is from previous visit, dated 10/3/2024, dictation number 1018-011 and 1018-013. The diagnoses are the same. The plan is as follows. The patient is continuing on his medications, which are Mobic, Protonix, Ultram, Xanax, Neurontin, Furoset, and Lidocaine ointment. And the MRIs are available, and we discuss them at length with the patient. It is found that in the lumbar spine, at L4, L5, there is a 4 mm disc bulge with severe canal and bilateral foramen stenosis. And intensity of the intervertebral disc leading to annular fissure related swelling and inflammation. At L5S1, left subarticular and foramen disc herniation and severe left foramen and lateral recess stenosis compressing left L5 and S1 nerve root. In the cervical spine, there is a paracentral disc herniation on the left side for C4-5 and C5-6 with mild left foramen stenosis. The patient was informed about the role of steroid injection with the epidural injection for cervical and lumbar. Cervical times 2, lumbar times 4. And he was provided information about the surgical intervention as well as for spinal cord stimulation. Currently, patient wants to continue the physical therapy, chiropractic route. He was informed the role of spinal traction. He was shown the spinal traction for the neck and the lower back, yoga exercises, and acupuncture and heat treatment and home exercises also. The patient is stable otherwise. Thank you.